It may sound like the story of Princess Diana, but in fact I'm talking about another princess, Princess Elizabeth of Austria. Sisi, as she was known, was the wife of Austro-Hungarian Emperor Franz Joseph. It's now been 100 years since her death, and the savvy travelers Martin Stott has come up with a holiday to Vienna and Budapest on the Sisi Trail.
It's a tragic romance, the story of one of the most beautiful women in history, and on this vacation tour, we're going to live that tale. Elizabeth was a 16-year-old Bavarian princess, small-time royalty, when she wed the powerful Habsburg Emperor Franz Joseph in 1854. Graceful and elegant, with dark ankle-length hair and an 18.5-inch waist, she added sparkle to the stuffy Austrian monarchy. Famous composers dedicated music to her, like this piece, The Elizabeth Waltz by Johann Strauss. But the opulence and oppressive formality of court soon proved too much for the free-spirited princess. She became depressed and anorexic. Sisi expert Dr. Elfriede Eby says she and the emperor could never have been happy together.
They were too different in their characters. She was very full of fantasy and very intellectual, with very special interests she could not share with her husband. He was a very strict, spartanic and simple personality, and very strict in his obligations, and there were no place for fantasy. Yeah?
Sisi had to escape, to break free. She was constantly travelling, and now it's our turn.
Die Westbahnhof.
For just $50 round trip, you can hop on the train from Vienna for a pleasant 3-hour ride to Budapest. Take another short train ride beyond the city, and you'll find Sisi's favourite palace, Gödöllő. She loved the Hungarians. They were the rebels of the empire, and so was she. At Gödöllő, she kept her precious horses in luxury. I visit the stables with Gal Szarva. This is an amazing looking building. It's not in very good condition, but you can see that when it was built, it was something else. It's got marble pillars, a vaulted ceiling, and these marble troughs here. This was the stables, wasn't it? Whoever built this obviously loved their horses.
That's right. It was during the time of Sisi the stable was built,
right.
And they built it for 38 horses, and she so loved horses, she had a corridor built that connected her suite with the stables, so she could walk over to her favourites, even in rain.
It's very dilapidated now. Describe it and tell us why.
Over the past few decades, it was the Soviet army that were using this building for storing chemicals. You know, they even painted the marble mangers grey, and they removed some of the original cast stone columns made in Vienna.
The stables at Gödöllő are a mess, but the central part of the house is now fully restored, and it's beautiful. This is one of the biggest Baroque palaces in Europe, and yet at the moment it's hardly known. Get here soon, while you can still see how the Russian army left the place, then you'll really appreciate the achievement of the restorers. It's worth hanging around this fabulous city for a few days, even if it's just to eat. Good food is a vital ingredient of this trip. Sisi might have eaten like a pigeon. There's no reason why we should. There are plenty of superb restaurants in Budapest, reasonably priced, and usually with a live gypsy band playing. The Sisi story ends in tragedy. In 1898, she was stabbed to death by an anarchist in Geneva. The Empress was 61. But from the age of 35, she'd refused to sit for any more portraits, so in the minds of the public, she was a young woman. Today, people still lay fresh flowers on her stone coffin in the Habsburg crypt back in Vienna. Now, if it all gets too emotional, don't worry. My tip, head to a Viennese coffee house for some cake and a freshly steamed cappuccino. It works wonders. The similarities between Sissi and Princess Diana are striking. And just as people form opinions about what Diana was like, so with Sissi. By the end of my tour, I found the Empress a bit too selfish. But the experts say that's because I'm a bloke. Women love her, because in the end she was true to herself and broke free. You can do this trip from Vienna to Budapest in a week with just a bit of help from the tourist boards. And both cities do great three-day travel passes for the trams, buses and underground. You'll get to see two fantastic cities, have the emotion of this powerful story running through the holiday, and get fat at the same time. Perfect. This is Martin Stott reporting from Vienna for The Savvy Traveller.